Welcome to The Digital Educator, hosted by Channa Brown. In this episode, we dive into the ethical considerations that come with using technology in the classroom, touching on key issues such as student privacy, digital citizenship, student safeguarding, equitable access to resources, and the broader implications of digital literacy for both educators and learners. As digital tools continue to reshape education, they bring remarkable opportunities. But with those opportunities come critical ethical challenges. Let's explore how educators can navigate these complex issues today. One of the biggest concerns is student privacy. Many educational technologies collect personal data, from grades and attendance to online behaviors, raising critical questions about data security and access. Schools must implement strong cybersecurity measures to protect this data. Transparency is key. Both students and parents need to understand what data is being gathered and how it will be used. Teaching students about privacy is a core component of helping them become responsible digital citizens who understand how their data can be used. Another challenge is ensuring equitable access to technology, often referred to as the digital divide. Not all students have access to devices, reliable internet, or digital literacy training. This gap can impede on educational opportunities, creating inequalities. As educators, it's essential to advocate for policies that ensure all students have access to the technology and resources needed to succeed in a digital learning environment. Intellectual property and copyright in the digital world are also key ethical concerns. With the huge amount of online content available, both students and educators must be educated on the legal and ethical use of digital materials. Encouraging the use of open educational resources can help promote ethical content sharing while respecting intellectual property rights. Finally, cybersecurity threats are real dangers in today's digital classrooms. Schools must ensure robust cybersecurity measures, but it's equally important that we teach students basic digital safety habits, such as recognizing suspicious emails and creating strong passwords. Digital literacy isn't just about knowing how to use tools. It also means understanding how to protect yourself in a digital environment. When I first started incorporating technology into my teaching, I viewed digital literacy as simply knowing how to use digital tools, like learning management systems or creating presentations. But over time, my perspective has changed. Digital literacy is no longer just about technical skills. It's about critical thinking and ethical decision-making in the digital world. This shift has made me reflect on how digital literacy impacts both my role as an educator and the learning experiences of my students. Digital literacy now feels like a responsibility, not just a skill. By teaching digital literacy, we're not just creating tech-savvy students, we're creating responsible, ethical citizens who understand the digital world and their place in it. Ultimately, this expanded view of digital literacy means helping students become not just tech-savvy, but also ethical digital citizens who understand how to engage responsibly in a digital world. Educators now find themselves in a complex role. We are not just teachers, we are also digital guides, ethical role models, and advocates for responsible technology use. While digital tools allow for exciting opportunities to enhance learning, they also present significant challenges and teaching students how to navigate the digital world responsibly. To effectively address these challenges, we must integrate digital citizenship into the curriculum as a necessary element, ensuring students understand how to navigate the online world responsibly. Additionally, we need to collaborate with key stakeholders, such as parents, IT specialists, and policymakers, to establish strong practices for technology use. Finally, it's crucial to design inclusive digital experiences that are available and accessible to all students, regardless of their background, abilities, or socioeconomic status, ensuring that technology supports diverse learning needs and leaves no one behind. One significant issue in today's digital classrooms is the growing role of AI. AI can personalize learning, provide instant feedback, and automate grading. However, AI's use in education raises important ethical concerns, such as the potential for bias and the impact on privacy. Therefore, educational institutions must set clear guidelines and ethical frameworks for AI use, ensuring transparency, fairness, and privacy protection. As AI begins to play a larger role in education, we must ask ourselves, how can we ensure it works for all students without reinforcing biases? Looking to the future, the role of technology in education will only continue to grow. Innovations like AI-powered tutoring systems and virtual reality lessons offer exciting new ways to engage students and personalize learning. But as we move forward, we must ensure these technologies are used ethically, inclusively, and securely. Ultimately, the essential message is that technology itself isn't the issue. It's how we use it. Educators must balance technological innovation with ethical responsibility. This means creating a future where digital learning is engaging, secure, inclusive, and equitable for all students. In today's episode, we've examined the ethical challenges posed by integrating technology into education. While digital tools have immense potential to enhance learning, we also bear the responsibility of ensuring they are used ethically and securely. As educators, we play a vital role in helping students navigate this digital world with confidence, responsibility, and integrity. The conversation around digital ethics is ongoing, and it's up to us to shape the future of digital education. I encourage you to reflect on how you're incorporating digital literacy into your teaching, the challenges and successes you've experienced in using technology ethically, what changes need to be made at your provision to ensure a more ethical digital learning environment. Please share your thoughts on social media, leave a comment, or contact me directly. Together, we can build a better digital future for education. Thank you for tuning in to The Digital Educator. Stay informed, stay ethical, and keep inspiring the next generation of digital citizens.